This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning, Power Hour Nation. It is 10-2-2018. I'm Daniel Brigman, and you are listening to the Power Hour Radio Show. You're in the right place, my friends. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. Great broadcast today, as usual. Hopefully, I can live up to the quality of our guests, because we got some great ones. True Ott, it's been a while since you've been on, since the reformation of the Power Mall, what have you. Of course, Mother Earth Minerals. We'll talk to him and calcium. Just very interesting. Looking forward to his interview in the second hour. First hour, Ron Ewart from Gnarlo.org. Gnarlo, that's the National Association of Rural Landowners.org, is the Gnarlo.org is the website. We're going to talk about property rights. What is yours? What standing do you have? All these kind of things. How we got started. Very interesting. Of course, the news, we're not going to have time to go over news on air. Not too much, anyway. You can go to thepowerhour.com. Thepowerhour.com. Of course, all the interviews where Catherine puts up commercial-free versions of past ones. You can go and download. You can share them now. Now the share buttons are on everything. The news, a big news story. And I'm going to ask the question about this Christine Blasey Ford, or I'm not quite sure how to pronounce her name, but whatever. At what point do we lose all confidence, or most confidence, in the intelligence agencies of this country? The dogma that's been pushed up by corporate media, certainly by many people, even the president, about how we need to trust the intelligence agencies. My question is, why? What have they done that's been so trustworthy? It's come to find out that this Ms. Ford, now, I talked about it yesterday, deep CIA connections, her father. Apparently, it's being reported, Mike Adams, among others, she was running or was definitely involved in a mind control operation out of Stanford University, heavily connected to the CIA. An MK Ultra project, possibly, that we're looking at, but CIA connections are extremely deep. She was even involved, supposedly, allegedly, in implanting memories in people, mind control, seeing what they could do with people. Yeah. Now, have you seen the movie Kill the Messenger? Have you seen the movie American Made with Tom Cruise? Have you seen those movies? Listen, who's the bigger drug dealer than the CIA? Who is the deep state got their throats wrapped firmly around? Hands wrapped firmly around their throats. It's the CIA. It's the FBI. It's all these organizations. At what point do we lose trust in them? That's a huge story. CIA connections. This looks like a total deep state hit job. Obviously, this vote on Kavanaugh is a key linchpin to, they think, it seems like, to keep their control. So check those stories and much more, health news, what have you, thepowerhour.com, thepowerhour.com. Getting to our guest, I was able to talk to Ron for a little bit before the show, and I think you're really going to like him. He came on a few years ago with Joyce and talked about property rights. Ron Ewart from National Association of Rural Landowners, Gnarlo.org, Gnarlo, Gnarlo.org. Ron, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thank you very much. I appreciate coming back.
Yes, very good to have you. Gnarlo.org, it's kind of got a funny-sounding name, but give us a little bit of background on the website, your organization, and how you got involved.
Sure. About 2004, we were involved in a new ordinance that the King County, which includes Seattle, was trying to pass, but it only affected rural landowners, and we challenged it by both written testimony and oral testimony and multiple public hearings. And essentially what it was, one of the major onerous part of that ordinance was that they were going to literally law off 65% of your property upon which you could do nothing and without paying you a cent, which came in violation of the Fifth Amendment. And so in our challenge, we cited all kinds of law and property rights and constitutional law, as many others did. The upshot of it was the seven Democrats on the 13 member commission council passed it. They had every reason to pass it. Even with all the testimony, they were going to put it through no matter what. And what we found in the process was that these kind of ordinances were going on in counties all over the United States, especially in rural areas, but more especially in rural areas right next to large urban cities. And we realized that the rural landowners in those areas were totally disenfranchised from the process. And so we decided that somebody needed to be an advocate for rural landowners. We established the National Association of Rural Landowners in 2005 and incorporated in 2006. And we are well known throughout the United States, partly from our website, which is a voluminous website with all kinds of information for rural landowners on it, as well as a weekly column that we write. We've written well over 500 articles in the last 13 years on freedom, liberty, and property rights. And from that basis, we are, as I said, well known throughout the United States. We offer products and services for the rural landowner, as well as being an advocate for them in cases where they have no advocacy. And that's pretty well, much how we got. Go ahead.
Well, let's start with a little bit of your description. I want to go backwards. You said that, talking about rural, especially outside these major cities in America, the rural land directly outside is being controlled by ordinances, these owners type things. In America, one time, 100 years ago or so, the percentage of population was heavily weighted toward rural. Now, you know, 2018, it's heavily, heavily weighted towards urban type development. We've seen a complete shift, and people seem to have forgotten what it means to even live on rural land. That rural land is being now taken and encroached by government officials. That's what basically the premise of your whole organization is, that it's being encroached and you're trying to stop it. Let's talk about some of these specific issues. Let's just get down to brass tacks here. Tell us some of the situations that have been going on and what the things that your organization deals with.
Well, first of all, we provide services to landowners to protect them from the encroachment by local ordinances and state ordinances and federal ordinances. People don't realize that their first line of defense is their property line. And without it being adequately signed with no trespassing signs, which we do provide, their property is unprotected. We also provide advice to people who have different kinds of land use issues. We also provide a handbook which is designed specifically for rural landowners. And information is our greatest strength. And most rural landowners are literally not aware of what their rights are. So that's the other thing we try to do is to inform them about those rights.
Property rights is so sacred. It was mentioned in the Declaration of Independence, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The pursuit of happiness was the ability to own and to use property and to accumulate property. That's what the Founding Fathers defined it as. What are some of those rights, or what are some things that we don't know? What is it that we need to know?
Well, originally, the right of property was what they called an alloidial right. That means it was a sovereign right, that the state did not have any or could not exercise power over those rights. Your land, as people said, it was your castle, and it was inviolate, it was private, and that it could not be intruded upon by intruders or government. That has changed over time. And it changed dramatically in the late 1960s with the passage of the National Environmental Policy Act, From that, a whole series of environmental laws were passed that started seriously encroaching on those rights. And the Supreme Court did not help. In one of their decisions, they said that in order for there to be a taking by government, the taking had to be as much as 95% of the use of the property before a taking and compensation would be triggered. 95%, you might as well take it all. And so these land use ordinances that have exploded since the late 1960s, and please let me preface this with, I'm not against protecting the environment, but protecting the environment and trashing the Constitution at the same time are equal or mutually exclusive. And so because of the fact that most people were not aware of the fact that they actually had rights of property, but those rights had to be open and notorious by the installation of no trespassing sign. Well, in 2005, we created a very powerful 18-inch by 24-inch no trespassing sign that had constitutional implications in it. And that essentially one of the major constitutional implications was that to come on my property or your property with this sign posted, you had to have a Fourth Amendment warrant, and that land use regulations were not a valid reason to come on the property. That was our first no trespassing sign. Then we learned recently in the last couple of years that the U.S. Supreme Court passed two ordinances or two decisions that gave the right of government agents and law enforcement to come on your property. They had an implied license to come on your property and knock and talk to you, knock on your door and talk to you. And signage made no difference. So in 2016, the Tenth Circuit Court had a trespass case before them, and the upshot of that case was that the landowner had the right to revoke the implied license that government agents and law enforcement had to come on your property, but it had to be done with proper signage. So we created a revocation of implied license, no trespassing sign, that is a companion to our large no trespassing sign. It has to be posted at the entrance. It's posted at the entrance to your property. Go ahead if you have something else.
Fantastic. We're coming out of break. There's the music. I know sometimes it's hard to hear the music there. We'll get right back to that when we come on the other side of the break. This implied license, where did they get the implied license to begin with? And then let's talk more about your signs. I'm fascinated by this. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. ThePowerHour.com.
New Manna, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Manna is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Manna is GMO free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Manna's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. New Manna, food storage you'll love to eat.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
There's so many discussions like this. Even we saw it with Kavanaugh and socialist, communist takeover tactics. This is a brain, just to teach you, ladies and gentlemen, this is a mind control discussion tactic that's used. And Ron kind of made me aware of it by earlier what he said. Okay, in the Kavanaugh situation, the discussion goes from, did Kavanaugh abuse this lady Ford? Did she? Yes or no? Now the discussion is not even that. It's that now the discussion is, well, all women should be believed. Well, all women get abused. White people should take the... You see, the goalposts keep getting moved to where we're not even approaching the topic at hand. And then when you finally do actually get there to the question, it's like you gotta go with kid gloves. It's like, I'm sorry, Mrs. Ford. Would you please... you know what I mean? And it's the same thing with him talking about environment. He said, well, let me preface. I just feel it's necessary for me to say I'm not against it. Environment. You see how that discussion with the environment, and they push, oh, I guess you're against endangered turtles, or Clive and Bundy, you're against that spotted tortoise that is there roaming around in the red dirt. So you got to give up your cows. Well, you must be against the environment. You see how they push the goalposts, push the discussion? That's a mind control tactic. It is a communist tactic, just so you know, just letting you know. You don't have to preface anything here, Ron. You just say your feelings and say, especially if you're going to speak about rights and constitution here, that's supreme. That's God's work, and that's what we're doing here. We don't give a damn about the tortoise, at least not in that context. So just thought I'd throw that out there, Ron.
I appreciate that. I think that I also added to my conversation about that was that we do believe in protecting the environment, but we don't believe in trashing the Constitution to do it. And that is Amen. The distinction that I'd like to make.
Amen. Amen. Let's get back to, you brought up a really important point of police knock and talk. Wherever you live, police have an implied license. That's what pretty much has been accepted, that they come on your property, they can knock on your door and ask you questions. Where did they first get that license and then hit that home about taking that away?
In 1951, there was a case that came before the Supreme Court called Breard versus Alexander, and in which they actually talked. Now, I haven't read the total case, but and they talked about the ability of the law enforcement and government agents to come on your property as any other individual might come on your property, such as the driver of the UPS truck or the mailman or that sort of thing. But it gave an extra implied license to government agents and law enforcement. The second case was Florida versus Jardines, which occurred in 2013, which again reinforced the implied license of government agents and law enforcement to come on your property, knock on the door, and talk to you. Now, you're not required to talk to them, but they do have that implied license to come up on your front porch and knock on the door. And by the way, this is a warning I want to give to all people out there. If law enforcement comes up to your door and your kid opens your door, opens the door, please instruct your children not to give any information to law enforcement or government agents at all, because they will essentially pump the kid for information, and they can trip you up. And I'm not saying
that.
Go ahead.
Yeah, what does Daddy have in the basement, Timmy? Timmy, what's going on in the basement?
How
what's
many guns
in the basement,
do you have
Timmy?
In the house? Yeah, and, yeah. That's. But in any event, in 2016, the 10th Circuit Court had, as I said earlier, had this case before them about signage versus the implied license. And in the decision, they said that the landowner had the right to revoke that implied license, but it had to be open and notorious notice, that is, by signage. And there has to be one out on the entrance to the property and one on or next to the house. And that was actually language that was in the 10th Circuit Court decision. All of that information is on the implied license page of our website.
Well, let's talk about those signs. We're coming on a break, short segment. They can go on narlo.org, and then what will they click on to find these signs? Because I think I'm going to get me one of these signs.
There are two places on the homepage. Over on the right-hand side, down just a little bit, you will see a small picture of a no trespassing sign. That'll take you to the big ones. Then you go down a little bit farther on the homepage, and you'll find the implied license image. Click on that. That'll take you to the implied license page.
Went perfect. When did we get to the point? I mean, we're coming on a break on the other side. So much more to talk about. Specific case, the Hage case in Nevada, near where Clive and Bundy was. We'll talk about Clive and Bundy. These are so important, ladies and gentlemen. This is the core of our republic. Is your individual ability to be sovereign and to own things. I mean, socialists don't want that. You see why this is so crucial. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
Saudi Arabia's young crown prince is again denying any involvement in the disappearance of a Washington Post columnist. That's according to President Donald Trump. All of this has many people rethinking our relationship with Saudi Arabia, including Senator Ben Cardin. He's a Democrat and on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. He joined Fox News and was asked about the relationship the United States should have with Saudi Arabia.
The Saudis need to understand that to do business with the United States, that we're going to demand that there be respect for international human rights. And for reporters, I mean, they've been under constant attack.
Nevada brothel owner and state assembly candidate Dennis Hoff died today. That's according to the Nye County Sheriff's Office. He was 72 years old. The circumstances of his death remained unclear as he was found at his ranch Tuesday morning just north of Pahrump, Nevada. Your final numbers on Wall Street today, the Dow was up 547 points. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Over at the Power Mall, we got Mother Earth minerals back. You know, the calcium, the copper, the iodine, magnesium, potassium, selenium, zinc, chromium. Actually, your body can use. We'll talk to True Ott in the second hour, and I think you'll be really impressed and blown away by some of the information. You remember the Sun Air air purifiers? The allotropic oxygen that it uses. This is fantastic. Well, we're going to have those back in stock. We've talked to him, and he's also going to make those heaters, those great heaters, and I'm going to get me one of them heaters, too, for the winter. Fantastic use. You've seen those Amish heaters? Well, that's nothing compared to what this guy does, and the quality of it, and American-made, and done real good, like your grandfather would have made, you know, and put together. So call the Power Mall and ask about that. Also, the silver products, the super silver, super silver extra strength, the gel and the lozenges are all available at the Power Mall on sale. REM sleep, of course. My wife has been having trouble sleeping. I said, hey, where's your REM sleep? She said, yeah, that's a good idea. She took that REM sleep. She said, boy, did I sleep good. Really works, ladies and gentlemen. For most people, the REM sleep seems to bridge the gap or whatever the problem is. It does the trick. for most people, not everybody, but for most people, try a bottle and see if it, what it does for you. The Man of Food, of course, with this time of year, and with everything going on with the hurricanes and stuff, 20% off, but you got to call Jay at the Power Mall. You got to call Jay, New Man of Food, if you want to stock up that way. Of course, the Hydro Backpack, we have five. I know we've sold one or two. We Alan put only two left. Oh, now I'm seeing there's only two left, so three are sold. Two left. He put five aside for people. Otherwise, you got to wait weeks on these things. So we got a great sale. Got the free hydro wash attachment, the replacement filter pack. You get almost $300 worth of savings and equipment, and then the shipping, what have you. So for the solar hydro pack, take advantage of those things and more over at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com. Of course, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. 9829. Talking to Ron Ewert from the Narlo.org is the website. I love saying that. The Narlo.org, the National Association of Rural Landowners. This seems like, Ron, this seems like the fight of the century. We've heard things like Agenda 21. Agenda 2030, what the United Nations. I mean, for years and years, people were called nuts, nutcakes, the kooks, whatever word you want to insert. But from your experience, you're right on the front line of this. These bodies, unelected from America, are using their influence on our soil to take our property. And this is not made up nonsense. This is for real, isn't it?
It is. And it's also internationally driven. The Agenda 21 Earth Summit took place in 1992 in Rio de Janeiro, and out of it came a policy paper. And I think it was 190 nations signed off on it, and one of those signers was George H.W. Bush, President of the United States. And the Agenda 21 has worked its way into the law, not by treaty, not by debate, not by ratification of a treaty. It just appeared out of nowhere. The American Planning Association has adopted Agenda 21 policies. The President Clinton actually created some kind of a commission on sustainable development. And so this thing has filtered into the law, it's filtered into our school systems and our colleges, and we are being brainwashed, literally, by what you say is environmentalism is sacrosanct, and that it is tearing away and eroding the property rights that about several million men fought for and died for. And we have an entire page on our website on Agenda 21.
You said it came into being procedurally, what have you. I'm not entirely sure. Maybe clarify. It just came out of nowhere. It just started to be inserted into counties or cities, or how did that happen?
Well, remember what I said, that the National Environmental Policy Act was passed in 1969. Shortly thereafter, yes, we got the Endangered Species Act, and we got the Environmental Protection Agency, and a whole series of agencies that deal with the environment. That filtered all the way down to the local level, where ordinances for land use and environmental protection were passed, including the one that got us started in 2004, which was called the Critical Areas Ordinance, where they ruled off 65% of your property and you couldn't do anything with it, which is a taking by any name.
Now, the most famous case probably of BLM overreach is the Clive and Bundy case, but it may not even be the most important there in that area. The Hage case was unbelievable. Let's talk about that Hage case near there.
That is really fascinating because it's been now about 25, 27 years ago that the BLM and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife sent in riders, horse riders, and rounded up Wayne Hage's cattle on a government allotment. A government allotment which was a legal contract with the government to graze their stock and use the water on the allotment. They then sold that those cattle at auction in total violation. They literally eliminated the contract that the Hages had with the government. And these contracts or these allotments were all over the United States with cattlemen and sheep ranchers. And it was almost a symbiotic relationship years ago where the government and the cattlemen and the sheepmen worked together to use government land to graze cattle. And this was similar to the Bundy case, by the way. But along came environmentalism, as we mentioned earlier, and it began to take over the government agencies. So with the passage of the Endangered Species Act, all of a sudden this land that the government owned, which is about, I think it's around 80% of the entire western United States, suddenly became havens for endangered species and other animals. And then they tried, or are still trying, to set up corridors between our national parks and the government land, which means they want to drive the cattlemen, the sheepmen, off of all the land. And that is their goal, is to drive them off of the land. And that set up...
Now, let me pause right there. You just said a huge statement. You said it is their goal to drive all private cattlemen off their land. You're not just pulling that out of a hat. Please clarify that. Why are you saying that? That is such a bold statement.
It's a true statement because the land that the government owns has now become an environmental sanctuary where the private landowner has no rights to either walk on. Some of these lands, there is no human public access at all. They literally close it off. The goal, driven by this radical environmental cult that is out there, that has infiltrated all of the government agencies, and that is to hold out all government land as environmental sanctuaries. And that's why these allotments for grazing and water rights are being eliminated one by one. The Bundy Ranch was a similar one. The Hage Ranch, which is now, let's see, the battle is well over 20 years. The Wayne Hage, the elder Wayne Hage and his wife, went after the government in court in the U.S. Court of Claims. And eventually, after, I don't know, something like 15, 18 years, they won a $14 million settlement out of the U.S. Court of Claims. Wayne Hage and his wife died before they saw any money. So the son, Wayne Hage Jr., took up the battle. The government has been instrumental in delaying, and by the way, if you hear the word delay, does that ring a bell to what's going on with Kavanaugh? They've delayed it to the point where Wayne Hage Jr. has said, I'm not fighting them anymore, and has sold his 7,000-acre cattle ranch. So they won.
Oh, my gosh. Let me clarify something. You know, you said, I agree with you completely. I'm not disagreeing with you, that environmentalists took over, whatever. It's not that environmentalists took over. It's socialists, communists took over under the guise of environmentalism. These are communists. This is a communist. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, how else would you describe it? We're coming on a break on the other side. I sat right there in Clive and Bunny's living room. He told me the story about some chicken neck little control freak in a uniform and a badge going on his land on his cattle and said, had the audacity to hand him a ticket and say, your cattle stepped on grass that the spotted tortoise needs to eat. I'm giving you a ticket. That's how all that started. True. We'll get that on the other side. Stay tuned.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Yeah, Bundy said that BLM agent came to his house, gave him a ticket, and he called the sheriff immediately. Sheriff came down, and the sheriff, he asked the sheriff, does he have the right to stay on my property and to give me the ticket if I don't want him here? And he said, no, not really. He said, well, then get the, you know, insert the word, get out. He said, get out. And that's how that all started. That's how that whole thing started. And even further disturbing, going along with what Ron said, in that case, his case, right around that same time, the BLM at one time, they became the organizers of the grazing rights. Then they became the stewards. Then they became the managers of the grazing rights, just to keep them all straight. Then, in his case, or right around that time, Haight's case, they said, no, we own the land. It is a complete takeover, ladies and gentlemen. We have no idea. Ron, you've been writing about this for 30 years.
13 years,
excuse me. You've been writing about this. And obviously something alarmed you to begin with. I mean, you were ahead of the curve, certainly. Your organization, narlo.org, is the website. In that 13 years, are you less concerned or are you more concerned? I mean, what's going on?
Well, I'm even more concerned. And if you think that Rush Limbaugh has been on the air spouting somewhat of the same ideas that all conservatives have, and it's only gotten worse. I am probably but a flea on the back of an elephant in terms of my audience. But when you see when over 2 million people voted for Bernie Sanders, and they were all young, you begin to get an idea that this mindset that has been embedded in the body politic across the whole spectrum, but mostly in large urban centers, how do you overcome that with just the vote? And you can't. There has to be other methods to do it without going to war.
Well, let's talk about solutions. I know your organization's got some ideas. I think they're good ones. Why don't you talk about that
briefly?
Well,
the one idea which we just launched about 3-4 weeks ago is that, as I said, this whole thing is a mindset. If you can't change the mindset, you can't change the path that America is on. So our goal is to get 1 million people, and 1 million people is about 0.3% of the population, and for them to be motivated and dedicated to a plan to change the mindset. And in this day of social media and advertising, television advertising, where you can reach 1 million people in a second, our plan is definitely workable with a whole series of advertisements that embellish the foundation of America. And you just slow but surely build that advertising up to the point where it is almost ubiquitous. It appears, gee, where I saw that ad just 5 minutes ago or an hour ago. Gee, that's a great ad. And you start changing people's minds. And the parents see them, and they then relay it to their children. And their poor children are being brainwashed and indoctrinated in our schools. And if you can't change that, and you cannot change it through the system, you can't change it by going into the school system and try to change the curriculum to go back to the foundations of our founding. Because the teachers all came out of liberal colleges. The parents are part of the indoctrination. We're probably 3 generations into the indoctrination of socialism. And if you remember
Charlotte Isherby says, 34, the Carnegie Institute, they had the plan to create a planned economy in this country and take us, and they were going to do it through the school systems. No question.
Sure. And Hitler knew exactly what he was doing when he took over Hitler's youth. You get them at a young age, and you can from birth, you can literally make a person into a Hitler with the proper training. In any event,
what you just said is the most important thing and concept out of everything you said, I believe. And coming to the realization of that and what school is, you know, all the time people ask me, well, I don't know what to do. What can we do? And we'll ask some of the best minds on this in the country. They will invariably point to the school system as you have. And what I would say to people is, look, I know as unpopular as this may sound, as hard as this may sound, here's what I'm saying. This is not what Ron's saying. This is what I'm saying. If you do not take a hard, hard look at removing your children from government schools, then you have not done your job to change the way things are. Because if you ever tried to pour water and fill up a colander, a strainer, have you ever tried to fill a strainer with water? right? The water goes right out faster than you can fill it. And no matter what little work that you do, no matter what effort, this is the problem with America. All the people like Ron who have done so much, they are pouring water into a strainer. If we do not separate ourselves from Roman Caesar schools, what in the world do you think you're going to get after 14 years of your child there? That is at least half the problem with this country, ladies and gentlemen. So any discussion about solutions starts there. Go ahead. A couple more minutes, Ron. Anything you wanted to address?
Well, just a quick brief thing on Narlo's Rural Landowner Handbook. For all you rural landowners out there, if you're looking for information, this comes on a USB flash drive. It's got three videos, and it's loaded with resource material like adverse possession, and all kinds of things that a rural landowner should know. And they are also available. This handbook is available on the website.
Very good. And I'm definitely getting one of those signs, or at least I think I need two or three of those signs, actually. I'm going to get those. They're really nice. They're metal. They cost a little bit, but they'll last. I mean, you know, this isn't no Walmart $5 thing that's going to blow away the first good wind that comes. I mean, this is really nice. Joyce had one of these on her property. Every time I drove up to her house, it was right there on the front of her gate as you go up to drive up to her house.
Can I give you a quick story? Just a quick one.
Sure.
I was up in the mountains, up in the Cascade Mountains up above Seattle, and we were looking for a river to fish, and we went down this road, and here was one of our signs posted in 2005. So it was still readable and still going strong.
Very good. They're super nice. Any other comment? We got about 30, 45 seconds. It's been a real pleasure having you on, Ron. Narlo.org is the website.
It's been a pleasure as well, because our articles only get out so far, and being able to relay what we've learned and what we're trying to pass on to a larger audience is, we are deeply grateful for that opportunity.
Well, we're going to take a couple of your articles and we'll post them up. Catherine, make sure you put a couple of his articles on the website so people can get it and share it. Maybe we'll put it in the news blast. Ron Ewart, I mean, you're a hero. You're a hero for what you're doing and standing up. I mean, this is Founding Father stuff, ladies and gentlemen. This is going, heroes like this are going on all around us. And we don't see them or appreciate them, and they don't make the difference that they should, is because we're pouring water into a sieve. Stay tuned.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature. Unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.